Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, welcome back to the studios. After the live session in the Mandir and the Vedam Tutor, we continue to have this Thursday live program. And after Vedam, it is time for bhajans, like it happens on every Thursday. Every time I have spoken to many devotees, many former students of Baba's university, on so many occasions I have come across a former student or a devotee saying, "I was actually not so much into Swami. Actually, I did not believe him. Actually, I am someone who doesn't go after these gurus and godmen and all this. But you know, I like the bhajan." So anyway, they were chanting the names of Rama, Krishna, Buddha and all that. So that was all good. So that is the reason why I used to go to the Sai Bhajan. That is the reason why, even though I did not really believe in the divinity of Baba, I liked visiting Sai centers. Or a new student who has joined the university would say, "That is the reason why, you know, I felt nice being here, because I liked the vibrancy of the bhajans. I liked how the bhajans were tuned and how they were sung and how it involved everyone." The Lord knew how to pull each one of us onto that path which will give us permanent happiness. And one of the ways He devised for all of us is this beautiful medium of bhajans. Even today, you find so many devotees, so many people on whose lives bhajans have made an indelible impact, whose life is so filled with bhajans, who in their homes do bhajans, families where every week a bhajan in their home with the other members of the family is mandatory. Families who have to attend bhajan sessions every week, because this is one of those addictions which will only elevate us. It is attachment to something noble. The best way, Bhagwan said, to move away from our unpleasant tendencies is to get more attached to the pleasant tendencies. The more we attach ourselves to God, the less we will be attached to the world. We do not have to detach ourselves from the world. All we have to do is attach ourselves to God more. And in doing this, bhajans help us. Bhajans have that glue, which is that wonderful glue to connect, bind us to God. So dear listeners, let's move on and learn one more beautiful bhajan this week. This is the month of January, so let's start with the one who is the primordial one. Let's begin with a prayer.
Let us offer our most reverential and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dear Lord, please bless us so that every moment of our lives we live with the feeling that You are there beside us within us, around us, above us, below us, surrounding us, and with us in every step of the way. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to adoring our beloved Bhagwan as Lord Ganesha. This bhajan is in Sanskrit and the first line goes like this.
Jai 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 Gananayaka, Jai Jai Vighna Vinashaka.
So we will learn this bhajan today, and we begin like always with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the raga, the tala, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will listen to a small excerpt of a conversation with Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University and a very accomplished member of the Prashanti Bhajan group.
Jai 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 Gananayaka, Jai Jai Vighna Vinashaka, Jai Shubha Mangala Dayaka, Vidya Buddhi Pradayaka, Gajavadana Gauri Nandana, Gangadhara Shiva Shambho Nandana.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow Ravi Kumar after every line. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham. For ladies, the scale would be C Pancham. Jai 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 Gananayaka, Jai Jai Vighna Vinashaka,
Jai 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 Gananayaka, Jai Jai Vighna Vinashaka,
Jai Shubha Mangala Dayaka, Vidya Buddhi Pradayaka,
Jai Shubha Mangala Dayaka, Vidya Buddhi Pradayaka,
Gajavadana Gauri Nandana,
Gajavadana Gauri Nandana,
Gajavadana Gauri Nandana,
Gajavadana Gauri Nandana,
Gangadhara Shiva Shambho Nandana,
Gangadhara Shiva Shambho Nandana,
Gangadhara Shiva Shambho Nandana,
Gangadhara Shiva Shambho Nandana.
Jai 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 Gananayaka, Jai Jai Vighna Vinashaka.
So that is how this bhajan flows. It's a short and sweet bhajan, and those of us who would love to play this on our musical instruments, let us now learn a little more about what are the swaras that make this bhajan. And Anirudh is here with us in the studios to tell us about the raga. So tell us, Anirudh, what is the technical structure behind this composition?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
As you rightly mentioned, it's a short and sweet bhajan where it can be very well suited for a Nagar Sankirtan or a small bhajan gathering where you need a short Ganesha bhajan.
Yes.
Most of our Ganesha bhajans are little long actually. So there are some small ones. So yes, this is a nice peppy yeah. small Ganesha bhajan. This bhajan is based on the Raga Darbari, I can say, where it doesn't belong exactly to Darbari. It has the minor notes where
Sarigama Padhani Sa Sanidha Pamagari Sa.
So in this Arohana and Avarohana structure, you have many bhajans composed, like, you know, means the composer need not get the bhajan from the Lord exactly based on the raga at times. So it depends on the feel of the composer, and there are many bhajans like
Hari Om Namah Shivaya Durge 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 Jai Jai Ma.
So all these bhajans, what I can say is it need not belong, it doesn't belong exactly to a particular raga, but it has the feel of the minor notes and close to Darbari feel.
So because of the Komalda. Seeing if you go strictly by the notes, then yeah, they confirm to Rag Darbari.
Darbari.
But
means
not necessarily have the feel of Rag Darbari.
Yeah, exactly. And if you see some other raga, suppose like Sindhu Bhairavi. So in Rag Sindhu Bhairavi also, the notes are contained. Whereas the feel of Sindhu Bhairavi is not there. So what I'm trying to say is, it has the notes. The bhajan has the notes going through. And the way in which the notes going through is closest to Darbari, where since it has the notes contained.
Yes.
So like in Darbari, the typical expressions in Darbari are like
Sa Re Ga Ga Ma Pa Da Ni Ni Pa Ha Ra 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 Ra.
So these kind of expressions are there in the bhajans which are mainly Darbari, like
Lambodara Jaya Gajanana Mujhe Darsh Dikhao Bhagavan.
Whereas bhajans like these contain the notes.
Yes.
So that's a beauty. That's a different beauty actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different variant of Rag Darbari.
Yeah. And there is yet another bhajan exactly which has the same tune as
yes.
this bhajan. So can you guess which is the bhajan? Our listeners
yes.
can guess.
It's a Krishna bhajan.
Jai
yeah,
jai,
yeah.
jai jai man
exactly.
Jai 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 mujhe sudana.
Yes. That's interesting. That's a question for bhajan quiz.
Yeah. So same tune, two bhajans, different lyrics.
So do you want to give us a demonstration of this mild variant of Darbari that this bhajan is in?
Yeah, definitely I would love to do that. What I am reminded now is Jagjit Singh's song. It's a very well known song which goes like this.
Jai Radha Madhavi Jai Kunja Vihari.
It's a very popular dhun where it is very meditative.
Yes.
So I would love to sing just two lines of that
song. Sure, sure. Please go ahead. Anand is here with the tabla. So please go on, Anand.
Yeah, I would love to have tabla also because it suits the dhun feel.
Yes.
Jai Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Vihara Jai Radha Jai Gopi Jagvallabh
feels like going on and on just singing his name.
Really? This is so meditative, amazing. Okay, so let's come back to this world and move on with our bhajan.
Yeah, so we'll discuss this bhajan in detail.
Yeah.
With the swaras for the each line. We'll do the first line. Jai 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 Ganunayaka, Jai Jai Vikna Vinashaka, Sai Sai Ri Ga Pa Ma Ga Ri Ga Ri Sa Ni Ri Ri Ga Ri Ni Sa Sa Sa
Sa Ri Ga Pa Ma Ga Ri Ga Ri Sa Ni Ri Ri Ga Ri Ni Sa Sa Sa.
The second line is almost same as the first line, where in the words you have Jai Shubha Mangala Dayaka Vidya Buddhi Pradayaka. So you have Jai Shubha Mangala. So instead of Sa Sari, Sa Sa Sari Ga Pa Ma Ga Ri Ga Ri Sa Ni, the other parts are same.
Same, yeah.
So we'll go to the next line.
Yeah.
Gajavadana Gauri Nandana Pa 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 Da Pa Ma Ga Pa Ma Pa Pa Pa
Pa Pa Pa Da Pa Ma Ga Pa Ma Pa Pa Pa.
Gajavadana Gauri Nandana Da 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 Madani Da Ma Ga Pa Ma Pa Pa Pa
Da 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 Madani Da Ma Ga Pa Ma Pa Pa Pa.
Gangadhar Shiva Shungo Nandana Sa pa pa da pa ma ga ri ga ri ni sa sa sa.
Sa pa pa da pa ma ga ri ga ri ni sa sa sa.
This is also a relatively simple bhajan, isn't it?
Yeah, except for us, the small variations like Gajavadana. It's a bit tricky, means in terms of simpleness I'm saying.
Yeah, otherwise it's a very nice...
Yeah, simple peppy bhajan.
Yes, wonderful. And you mentioned there are so many bhajans of similar fashion.
Yeah, there are many, many more.
Yes. And I think, you know, these simpler tunes, they lend themselves easy to bhajan singing, isn't it?
Exactly.
People can follow easily.
Yeah, and one more thing what I observed is this kind of bhajans which are like minor, it means... You have the komal ga, sari ga. So it gives kind of a variation from the, you know, when you sing a bhajans in an order, you have all these happy major bhajans like Shambhu Mahadev Prema Swarupini Janani Ma
Rama Rama Sai Rama
Mana Mohana Anandalan. All these belong to that major scale bhajans, where when you just give a deviation like Rama Shri Rama Chandra Jaya Jaya Rama, gives a nice feel and variety.
Just like you have a lot of bhajan 8 beat and you know suddenly have a 6 beat, it gives a change.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think these
Bhajans play a very important role in giving a small variety in
breaking the monotony and
exactly
that variety.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. So let's move on and do the beat for this bhajan.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is simple 8 beat and it is a medium bhajan.
Yeah.
And the count is 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4.
Jai 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 Gananayaka Jai Jai Vikna Vinashaka
Jai 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 Gananayaka Jai Jai Vikna Vinashaka.
So thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu. It's my pleasure.
Sairam.
So now that we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga and tala of this bhajan, let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which this bhajan should be sung. Because only when we understand what it conveys can we offer it to the Lord with heartfelt devotion. So let's begin with the first line.
Jai 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 Gananayaka, Jai Jai Vighna Vinashaka.
The word Jai, which occurs many times in this line, means victory too. Gananayaka comes from Gana and Nayaka. Gana refers to a group of spirits who are the attendants of Lord Shiva and also constitute his army. Nayaka means leader. It is quite interesting that Ganesha, even as a little child, was chosen as a leader of the group of spirits. How did this happen? In a discourse on September 10, 1984, on the occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi, Bhagwan revealed Ganapati, who was endowed with supreme intelligence which enabled him to understand the all-encompassing nature of the divine, subjected himself to a test by which he could impart to the world this intelligence. And what was this test? Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva told both their sons, Ganesha and Subramanya, to go around the world and return. Ganesha did not stir from his place, but Subramanya mounted on his vehicle, the peacock, and set out, and with a lot of effort he completed the trip. And when he was returning, Ganesha saw him from a distance and instantly went around his parents, and now he claimed himself to be the winner of the race. And when Mother Parvati asked Ganesha to justify his claim, Ganesha said, "Mother, the cosmos is the combination of matter and energy, the unity of father and mother. When I go around you, I have gone around the world itself. Since you are the parents of the cosmos, there is no place where you two are not present. I see your omnipresence. Therefore, by circumambulating both of you, I can claim to have gone around the cosmos." Lord Shiva was so pleased with this answer, he instantly made Ganesha the leader of all the spirits. Bhagavan also explains that Ga stands for intellect and Na means Vijnana or higher knowledge. So Gananayaka means the lord of the intellect and higher knowledge. And what are these Ganas? Explaining their inner significance, Bhagavan says that the five Jnanendriyas and five Karmendriyas, that is the five organs of perception and the five organs of action, in addition to the mind and the intellect, all of this constitute the Ganas. And Ganesha is the master of all these faculties. Moving on, the word Vighna means obstacle and Vinashaka means he who destroys. So when we sing this line, Jai 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 Gananayaka, Jai Jai Vighna Vinashaka, we hail the Lord who is the master of the Ganas, master of the senses, and who is the remover of all obstacles. Let's move on to the second line.
Jai Shubha Mangaladayaka, Vidya Buddhi Pradayaka.
Here the first word is Jai, which as we have already seen means victory be too. Shubha and Mangala, both of them mean auspicious. And the last word, Pradayaka, means he who confers. And the fifth word is Vidya. Explaining the word Vidya, Swami says Vidya is awareness of the power that animates every cell in one's being. It is through this awareness that man learns all about the meaning of events in one's life from birth to death. Vidya in this sense is a way of life. It is total awareness of life. The acquisition of degrees does not constitute Vidya. To know up to the last moment how one should conduct himself or herself to liberate their self from body consciousness and the cycle of birth and death is Vidya. And one's entire life should be regarded as one continuous process of learning this Vidya. Buddhi, Bhagwan says, means spiritual intellect or spiritual discrimination. There is a beautiful experience of Brother Rameshwar Prushti, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who now works in the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. When he was a student in Bhagwan's College, one fine morning after the bell rang, he started from the hostel to go to the institute. As was his practice, he always offered prayers to the idol of Lord Ganesha installed in front of the hostel. And that morning, as he stood before the idol of this little beautiful Ganesha carved in black granite, he was a bit taken aback because suddenly he saw Lord Ganesha and he heard his words. Lord Ganesha told him, "Why do you boys leave me alone in the hostel? Why am I always left alone here?" And then Brother Rameshwar then told the Lord, "You are most welcome, Lord, to come with us to the college." And so, the next moment, Lord Ganesha came out of that enclave and he was there next to Brother Rameshwar. And Rameshwar said, "Lord, we are so blessed to have your company while we go to the institute." And Rameshwar could not believe his eyes because he was in ecstasy. He could not really imagine that Lord Ganesha was actually standing next to him. The idol in the hostel was a short one. And if that Ganesha stood, it would be a short little Ganesha. And so this Ganesha came out of that enclave and he started walking. Along with Brother Rameshwar, Ganesha had wooden sandals adorning his feet and he was wearing yellow and green silk, and there was this his beautiful enchanting trunk which made movements in the air and sometimes rested on his protruding stomach. Lord Ganesha looked more beautiful than anything in the world. That is what Brother Rameshwar says. And there was also this little mouse which was walking along with its master. And the mouse is very happy because it is going out with the master after so long. And so both of them walked to the institute, and on the way a conversation began between Brother Rameshwar and Lord Ganesha, and Rameshwar was very interested in listening to the Lord narrating the events relating to his birth, you know, him getting the face of an elephant and how he became one who is accorded the first place of worship. Lord Ganesha was narrating all about his life and Rameshwar was thrilled to the core. And sometimes when Rameshwar tried to speak in between the Lord's narration, Lord Ganesha would lovingly hit him with his trunk and said, "Listen to me." And of course, even though it was a punishment for Rameshwar, it was a reward. It was a thrilling reward, that touch, that beautiful loving touch of the Lord's trunk. That whack was for him a blessing. And so as they moved on, Lord Ganesha was there on the right of Brother Rameshwar, and every time a vehicle or something else came near them, Rameshwar was afraid that the vehicle would touch Lord Ganesha or collide with the Lord. And so he communicated to the Lord to come on to the side of the road, but Lord Ganesha said, "Don't worry, no one can harm me, and I am invisible to everyone, I am visible only to you, so don't worry." And so on, they walked those few meters to the institute, and as they stepped into the gates of the college, in the college quadrangle, there is another beautiful temple where there is another little Ganesha statue. And as both of them stepped into the college, Lord Ganesha said, "Okay, now you go to the college," and he just merged into the idol there now in the college. Brother Rameshwar then did pradakshina, circumambulation, and offered prayers and left for the classroom. The forenoon session was over and Lord Ganesha had been there throughout, overlooking the studies and the classes of all the students. And once it was lunchtime, Brother Rameshwar went back to Ganesha, and the Lord happily again came out of that little temple and he started walking back to the hostel. And this time they spoke of things relating to the material and spiritual worlds. And when they reached the hostel gate, Brother Rameshwar suddenly had the sudden thought, "What about lunch for Lord Ganesha?" And the all-knowing Lord immediately said, "Do not worry, I need none of the food that you eat. Your vidya and your jnana, your knowledge and your wisdom, that is my food. If you study well, my hunger is satisfied. You go and have lunch. I will wait for you here. That is what Lord Ganesha told him. And so, Brother Rameshwar left him there as he entered into his little enclave and Brother walked into the hostel. Lord Ganesha waited for him again in that beautiful little enclosure. Brother Rameshwar had lunch. He was so filled with the thoughts of Lord Ganesha, he left his room for the afternoon session of classes and again he saw Lord Ganesha was waiting for him. He offered his prayers. The Lord came out of his enclosure and again they walked to the college and now they talked about so many topics and questions. And now, Brother Rameshwar was so filled with so many things to ask Lord Ganesha. He wanted to ask him about many things, many topics, so many questions. But this time, Lord Ganesha said, "We have talked enough in the morning. From now onwards, we shall walk quietly." And so that is what happened. Brother Rameshwar just obeyed his command. And just as it had happened in the morning, after the classes in the evening, he again returned to the hostel along with Ganesha, and these walks with the Lord continued day after day for several days. In fact, Lord Ganesha came with him often to the library and always there was that blissful smile on his enchanting face. He is auspiciousness. He is the one who blesses us with all the wonderful gifts of knowledge, of wisdom, of goodness that only the beautiful Lord can give us. So in this line, we proclaim victory to Lord Ganesha, who always confers auspiciousness on everyone. He is the one who bestows on us all forms of knowledge and wisdom and spiritual intellect and everything that is good and beautiful in this world. Let's move on to the third line.
Gajavadana Gauri Nandana.
Gajavadana, here Gaja means elephant and Vadana means face. There are several interesting legends on how Lord Ganesha got the face of an elephant, but more important are the lessons we must learn from the elephant-headed Lord. Bhagavan explains, the elephant is proverbially the most intelligent among the mammals and it is vegetarian, indicating its sattvic or balanced nature, pure nature. Ganapati has the head of an elephant, Swami says, because it indicates the intelligence through which obstacles in the path of achievement, whether it is spiritual or secular achievement, how all these obstacles can be overcome. The elephant head also denotes intelligence and qualities of leadership. The elephant in the jungle symbolizes might and magnitude because it creates its own path and it shows others the way. It is not only very intelligent but is also known for its loyalty and gratitude. Bhagavan always emphasizes that intelligence without gratitude is of no use. And explaining further what we can learn from Lord Ganesha, Bhagavan in 1994 said, the elephant has large ears and it can even hear minute sounds. Shravanam, or hearing the glory of the Lord, is the first step in spiritual sadhana. And that is the reason why the ears should be sharp. Only after hearing the Lord's glory can one ruminate over it and then put it into practice. And that is called mananam and nididhyasanam. It starts with shravanam, listening. And that is another important lesson we learn from the elephant head of Lord Ganesha, who has large ears. The second word is Gauri, which is another name for Mother Parvati, the divine consort of Lord Shiva. Gauri literally means he who is shining and brilliant with a fair complexion. Nandana means sun in one context, and it also means one who gladdens or one who delights. There is an interesting legend regarding Ganesha's birth. Once Mother Gauri or Parvati was preparing to have bath and she wanted someone to stand as a guard. Nandi, the divine bull, was always with Lord Shiva, and so Mother felt that she had no one who was loyal to her. So what she did,
She took a little turmeric paste that she had applied on her body, and using it, she created the image of a boy and then breathed life into it. And that is how was born Lord Ganesha. And that is why he is hailed as Gauri Nandana, the son of Mother Gauri, the one whom Mother Gauri created with her breath. And this loyal son did guard her mother's abode very sincerely. In fact, so sincere was he that he did not even allow Lord Shiva to enter inside that premises. And so, as the story goes, a battle followed between Lord Shiva and the son, resulting in Lord Shiva beheading his own son. And when Mother Parvati saw this, she was inconsolable. She at any cost wanted her son back. And then Lord Brahma suggests that Lord Shiva should replace the boy's head with the head of the first living being that he came across, which lay with its head facing north. And Lord Shiva then sends his disciples to find such a head, and they find a dying elephant sleeping in this manner. After its death, they take its head and attach it to the boy's body, and that is how the boy comes back to life. And now Lord Ganesha makes him the leader of all the celestial armies. Lord Shiva, who has now recreated Ganesha with a new life, makes him the leader of all the celestial armies, of all the Ganas. One important lesson to learn here is the loyalty and the dedication with which Ganesha was following her mother's instruction to guard her home. In fact, that sincerity of following his mother's command gave the son so much power that when Lord Shiva was fighting with Lord Ganesha, he was amazed at the power of Lord Ganesha. He thought, how could this little boy display so much power and so much valor that I myself are shaken? I have to take the help of other gods to defeat this little boy. What gave Ganesha that much strength is her loyalty to her mother. It was the mother's love that was protecting Lord Ganesha. And Bhagwan always says there is nothing more powerful on this earth than the love of the mother. There is nothing more sublime. There is nothing more elevating. When you worship the Lord also as the Divine Mother, the Lord is so gracious. And just to show us how one must always have the deep reverence and love for the mother, Bhagwan followed everything that his mother in this physical avatar of Satya Sai avatar asked him to do. Mother Ishwarama wanted him to build a school, a hospital, provide drinking water, and everything Bhagwan did, and he did it in a glorious manner. In fact, Indian culture speaks of five mothers for a person: Deha Mata, the physical mother; Gomata, the cow that gives sustaining milk; Bhumata, Mother Earth; Deshamata, one's motherland; and Vedamata, which is the treasure trove of all scriptures which guide us towards self-realization. Swami says that one should respect and adore all these five mothers. So in this line, we bow reverentially to the elephant-faced Lord, who is the darling son of Mother Gauri, and who reminds us that come what may, we should always have deep reverence and deep love to our own physical mother and, of course, to the Divine Mother. Let's move on to the last line.
गंगाधर शिव शंभो नंदन.
गंगाधरा comes from Ganga, which refers to river Ganges. Dhara means to bear. Lord Shiva is called Gangadhara because he bears river Ganga in his matted locks. Lord Shiva is the third among the holy trinity of gods according to ancient Indian culture and spirituality, and he is considered the divine aspect responsible for the dissolution of the cosmos. Shiva means all auspiciousness, all graciousness. Shambhu is again another name of Lord Shiva. Sham means peace or bliss. Bhu means to cause. Shambhu refers to Lord Shiva as the bestower of peace and bliss. Shambhu also means the one who is self-manifested, one who has no beginning. The last word is Nandana, which means sun. So in this line, Gangadhara, Shiva, Shambhu, Nandana, we hail Lord Ganesha, who is the beloved son of Lord Shiva. So with that, dear listeners, we have gained a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. And now let's proceed listening to the complete version of the bhajan and sing along.
Jai 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 Gananayaka, Jai Jai Vigna Vinashaka. Jai Jai Gananayaka, Jai Jai Vigna Vinashaka. Jai Shubha Mangala Dayaka, Vidya Buddhi Pradayaka. Jaya Shubha Mangala Dayaka, Vidya Buddhi Pradayaka. Shiva Shambho Nandana, Gangadhara Shiva Shambho Nandana, Jai 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 Gananayaka, Jai Jai Vigna Vinashaka. Shubhamangaladayaka, Vidya Buddhi Pradayaka.
And now in the last lap of this program, here is a small excerpt of a conversation with Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University, a very gifted bhajan singer who even now continues to sing in Bhagwan's abode in Chennai, Sundaram.
I know we can go on talking about bhajans, because you know we can take every bhajan and you will get such beautiful insights, because every name of the Lord has so much of sweetness and so much of significance, and that a million ways, I think every devotee can add sweetness and add the bhava element to the bhajan in his own way, you know, because everybody's relationship with Swami is different and unique, and that way every bhajan will have its own bhava flavor, which is specific to that individual.
Exactly. And there's no bhajan which is, even now I think sometimes I make this mistake of saying good bhajan, not so good bhajan. Okay, so, you know, certain bhajans are classified as the nice ones, the melody ones. But now, yes, increasingly I'm learning to understand that any bhajan, irrespective of what it is directly from him in terms of source. So, has its role, yes, and has its place, and has a moment where it'll really... I think that way it's like Swami gives the example of matchstick,
yes,
and that on the matchbox, each one is put is actually capable of igniting. Yes. I think the divine effulgence.
Yeah, because what are bhajans? Basically, even if it's a prarthana bhajan, there will be the name of the Lord.
Exactly.
It's basically the names of the Lord.
In fact, I realized recently, you know, some of these bhajans, don't bother, because we do it regularly. Especially I'm talking about things which are sung, and if you look at a samiti or if you look at the organization where bhajans are done regularly, Parthi, of course you have a system where you finish off with bhajans and aarti straight. But if you take Sundaram for instance, you have you standard end with Subramanyam, that's the last one.
Mm.
So that's the last bhajan always. You know, you sing that every Thursday, Sunday. You know, familiarity breeds contempt.
Yeah.
But if not contempt, at least it leads to a laxidal attitude, yes, towards that Subramanyam. It's like one of those rituals you have to go through. Suddenly it struck me that if we are, I think, slightly more focused on it or pick up certain points, even those things can become. For example, I just realized when we sing that bhajan, Subramanyam, Subramanyam, Shanmukanatha, Subramanyam, 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 Shanmukanatha, Subramanyam. Then what do you say? Shiva, 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 Subramanyam. It just occurred to me one day that Shiva, 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 Shiva is like a road. Shiva, 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 Subramanyam. That's, so suppose you were to come to Parthi, there are various routes I can take. So one way to reach Subramanya is Shiva, 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 and you reach Subramanya. Hara, 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 Subramanyam. Or you try different routes, a mixed route, Shiva Shiva Hara Hara Subramanyam, or Hara Hara Shiva Shiva Subramanyam. One more route is Shiva Sharavana Bhava Subramanyam, Guru Sharavana Bhava Subramanyam, Shiva Shiva Hara Hara Subramanyam, Hara Hara Shiva Shiva Subramanyam.
Come through Shiva,
different routes.
So the mother.
But the beautiful thing is, ultimately the song says, if you see what the bhajan says, is irrespective of what route you take, because you know how it ends, third speed in Sundaram we sing Subramanyam, Subramanyam, Shanmukanatha, Subramanyam. The last line is Subramanyam, Subramanyam, Sainatha, Subramanyam. And sometimes, you know, it's almost like saying that whatever route you take, that doesn't matter. Ultimately when you arrive, no, and you are in front of him, you realize that it is none other than a Swami who shows himself in the form of Subramanyam. So you know, it's like different routes you can take. So sometimes now I've started learning to think of it that way.
Yeah.
Because that way there's nothing routine, no?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's what, you know, there are a million ways like this. I think every devotee can imagine the Lord.
Exactly.
It's a devotional imagination.
So that was Brother Bal Ramchandran, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, a blessed member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group as well as Sundaram Bhajan Group. So with that, we have come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sarang Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. If you have any queries or feedback, as always, you can write to listener@radiosarang.org. With heartfelt gratitude, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most merciful, beautiful Lord.
So with that, dear listeners, it's time to move on to our next program on this beautiful Thursday live, coming to you straight from the heart of Prashanthi Nilayam. Children's Hour. The next 60 minutes is for children, by the children, and guiding you into this program, through this program, will be my colleagues Prem and Ganesh. I am Team Radio Sahaj Bishu, and I will be back after an hour, and we will have a fresh episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside. And today we have an interesting conversation with one Mr. Rajan Su. There's a discussion with him, and he is going to share a little known story about Bhagwan's Bangalore hospital. The Bangalore hospital, incidentally, was inaugurated by Baba in this month, way back in 2001. And there are so many facets of this hospital, of how it came into being, of how Bhagwan used so many instruments in beautiful ways in the making of this awesome mansion of healing. So we will listen to one aspect of this from someone who was deeply involved in the construction of the hospital, an eminent architect from Delhi and a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan, Mr. Rajan Sood. So that is what is coming up 1 hour from now in Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. For the moment, here is Radio Sai's Children's Hour. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.